you let me know when you want me to start recording.
Yeah, go ahead and start now.
Okay, we're good.
Well, hello, this is Hog Eye, BlizzConCountdown.com, and it is the morning of 8/23/2015, and several miles away. Actually, I don't know where you are, Stone. Is Stone from allchallenges.com and the soon-to-be debuting podcast of the same name?
Yep.
How are you doing this morning?
Pretty good yourself. Thanks for having me on. I'm from Toronto, or really close to there, but I am a Toronto boy.
Okay, well, I didn't know that, so my admiration for being up and, well, what am I talking about? It's 12:30 where you are, right?
Yes.
And it's 9:30. No one gets any sympathy unless your co-host Lita was here. What time would it be in
Lita's time? It would be 2:30 a.m. Monday.
Yeah.
So she's 14 hours ahead of us.
We'll send sympathy to her if she was up. If we made her be up, that would be the
same. Well, you know, working on this stuff, I've been having to run some late hours. Like, I went to bed last night at 3 a.m. my time, and that's normal over the last month or so.
Oh, my.
Well,
we'll get around to talking about your site, your podcast, the crazy venture called Wild Challenges, in which I have been indulging in the past couple of weeks.
I'm sorry.
Damn you, Stone.
I'm sorry.
Yes, you should be. And then we'll talk about BlizzCon, too. But first of all, how did you get into gaming? What's your gaming pedigree?
I would say that I first started gaming, I guess, like, as your normal games. You know, I had, like, the Nintendo, I had an Atari 2600, you know, that kind of stuff. It was really more PC gaming. My first game, I would say, would be almost like Warcraft 2 or the Quake games or Doom 2.
Yeah.
So way back in the day. And from there, I guess it more followed the War 2 style. You know, we did play some Quake 3, and I think my last first-person shooter would have been either Quake 3 or Duke Nukem 3D, which right. is back in the day. You know, I'm chewing bubble gum and I'm all out of gum or whatever, right? You know? And you know, so I haven't really played a first-person shooter for a long time, but I am looking forward to Overwatch, because I know I'm going to be playing that. But besides then, you know, it was Warcraft 2, Starcraft, War 3, and then when we found out that they're coming out with Warcraft, I was like, oh yeah, yeah, we're in. And you know, and I was in since day one. I did have a brief break during vanilla right before Burning Crusade, but then I came back, and since then it's been every day, all year.
Sigh.
You know, yeah. Danny Blizzard.
So like me, you also don't have a bronze statue on your desk. Is that right?
No, I do not.
Yeah, I was early adopter, but I've had two lapses. Bless me, Father, for I have lapsed.
Well, you know, mine was, I think mine resulted from two bigger problems. One, I didn't have a guild, and I didn't have anybody to keep me in. And two was that I kind of got stuck around the level 35 area, because there wasn't really a ton of quests, and they didn't really fix that until Burning Crusade was about to come out. Like, they revamped the Duskwallow Marsh quests and stuff like that, so that made it easier to go from 35 to 40.
Right.
And so because of that, because I didn't have a lot of people, all that I do is go back and re-roll another character, and then I got bored of it, right? And so I'm like, well, I'm not paying for it if I'm not really playing. So, and then when Burning Crusade came out, a bunch of friends and I decided, hey, we're going to go roll Blood Elves, I think. And we all leveled up characters, and since then it was hooked.
My two lapses. The first one was due, I think I was level 60, and the issue was my wife was going to murder me if I didn't stop playing so much.
Oh, man. Yep.
So that didn't happen. She didn't murder me, and actually she's been to two BlizzCons now.
Oh, cool.
And she thinks all of us are pretty cool people.
Awesome. My wife is she's going to be coming to BlizzCon this one with me, so it's going to be our first one for both of us. My wife has not played Warcraft since I would say right near the end of Burning Crusade. I mean, like, she plays off and on with us when I make her do it, just to do something. But when we had our first Sunborn, I was very close to not playing again, but I found a guild that ran really late at night, so my child would be in bed, and I could play without having to affect time with him, right? So
yeah, my son's actually the one who got me into the game, so.
Oh, cool.
I had that covered. Hey, hon.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's family time we're spending together. Killing demons.
Oh, man. That's awesome. No, that's good. It's good.
Yeah. And now he's a lead QA software gaming guy for a company that mainly deals with mobile games. So
that's good.
Wow. I can't play the family time anymore because he doesn't play WoW anymore.
You can get her in again.
Yeah, right. Yeah. She likes the costumes.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So what are you doing these days in WoW?
Raiding, mostly, I would say, and mount farming old raid mounts. So usually, like, I aim at the mounts that only come from raids. Because the ones where I have to grind something out,
yeah,
I'll do that if I'm really bored, but I find that on its own to be, I don't really like it. So I will do it if I've got all of my other raid mounts. And so really I've knocked off, the head, I've knocked off Lich King. I guess now I'm looking for more, Cataclysm mounts, so Lifebinder, you know, like stuff like that. Yeah, actually I think the only three raids left are Cataclysm ones. I can't solo Mists yet. Well, I can do Mogoshan, but it just takes a little while, so I kind of don't put that on my list unless we have a group. But besides that, like, we do normal raids. We thought we were going to be heroic when they did the change.
Yeah.
And we tried it and we're like, okay, nope, I don't think we are. So let's start at normal and see how we do. And so far we are, I guess, I think we have like four bosses left in Hellfire on normal. We are a very laid back guild, so we're not hardcore. If people mess up, like, we're not going to yell at them and stuff like that, because that's just not what we do. You know, and there's people that have been with us for years and years and years and years, and who are we to kick someone out because they had a bad week or month even, you know?
Yeah.
But other than that, it would be the website and running Iron Man characters.
Yeah. He shakes his head. Mm-hmm. Yes, I know that. I know that feeling already. Tell me how you got into the Iron Man scene and how that progressed into WoW challenges.
So I would say I found the Iron Man around 2012, so about 3 years ago, and I thought, I can do this. This is easy. No, it's not. And I died fairly I've actually died at like level 8. It's just really dumb stuff.
Oh,
over
Stone, can you give the basic definition of what the Iron Man was? What was the definition of an Iron Man, especially as you started? I know it's you've progressed it and refined it, but
Actually, it's not changed that much because we want to make sure that we are true to what we were, and we don't want that one to change. Basically, the biggest rule: don't find a way to kill yourself. So I actually just had a guy saying he just tweeted at me that he died because he got DC'd, and well, too bad it counts. So now you have to re-roll. So you can't use potions or flasks. You can't be in a group. Can't do dungeons. Can't do raids. Can't do battlegrounds. Can't do arenas. No guilds that are higher than level one. Sorry. No primary professions. Sorry. No professions at all except first aid. That has not changed. No talents, specs, or glyphs. That has not changed. We added in a rule about no more than 9 pet battles because if we found that if people were leveling their character and they found a rare pet, they wanted to be able to grab it without flagging them. Elves, right?
Right.
So if you have more than 9, you will get flagged. And gear cannot be better than white. So that has not changed either. You can't boost your character. You're not allowed food buffs or any buffs that are not from your class. And that has not changed either. No refer a friend or no XP boosting stuff. That has not changed. No help from guides. So you can't, you know, load up what's that add-on? Zygor's leveling guide and have it tell you where to go, you know. But to be honest, like the built-in stuff, I mean, it's almost the same thing. So and the heirloom mount, that's a newer one. You're technically not allowed to use it before level 20. So basically we have refined the rules a little bit more to kind of call out that the challenge is supposed to be based on what you can do with your character as if you had no other tunes. So for instance, the reason why we say you shouldn't use your heirloom mount before level 20 is that you normally would not be allowed to use any mount before level 20.
Right.
And if this is your only tune, well, how would you have gotten that mount, right? So, like, you can't mail backpacks, stuff like that. You can use the auction house as long as you've earned the gold on that character. So just things like that. Most of it has not changed. We may have done some tweaks. Like, for instance, before it used to be you can't be in a guild higher than level 1, because back in the day when guilds did have levels as of level 5, I think you got an XP boost, and there was no way to turn off guild XP, I don't think. And so at that point we were like, okay, well, you can be in a level 1 guild, but eventually the guild XP is going to get too high, and then everyone's going to have to G quit and go form a new guild.
Right.
And that was kind of silly. So when Blizzard changed their rule to say that being in a guild doesn't give any XP boosts, great, because now we can actually form a guild and talk and chat and all that kind of stuff. In the guild, you do get your Hearthstone is half is 50% faster or something, right? Like it goes from 30 minutes to 15. And I think there's another one about riding, like you get an extra 10% riding boost or something. We felt that was an okay trade-off for being able to be in a guild and chat and all that kind of stuff, because it wasn't like a huge experience boost.
Now, are you able to turn off the guilds? progression?
No. No. So right now, guilds won't go higher than level 1 anyways because Blizzard turned that off. So before, guilds were at level 25 max, right? Like, and right. they progress based on what characters were doing, like quests and killing stuff. But now everyone's back at a level 1 guild, and everyone's got the exact same amount of extra stuff.
Yeah.
And now it's not a big deal.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even know that about everyone's a level 1 now.
Yeah.
But yeah. Okay, so that's actually that works out well for the challenge.
Oh yeah, it does. And actually, I was actually thinking about removing that rule because now that the rule's not there, like now that guilds have been all changed, don't even need that rule up. But I was thinking, well, if they go change it back again, which I don't think they will, it would be good to have that rule as a remembrance for what we were, right? So that in case like they say, well, now you can bump your guild up to level 2 and you'll get certain perks and. Well, now it depends on what those perks are, right?
So, well, how did you go from being an Iron Man player to being an Iron Man administrator, so to speak?
Basically, what happened was, I'm just thinking back, in 2014, earlier on in that year, so maybe about February or March, there were people complaining that the website wasn't changed to reflect. So I think the last change that the guy actually did was add monks, and he had like a completely different list for monks. And then all of a sudden he was gone and nobody knew where he went. And I offered to make the changes. I've actually sent him emails and I had no response. I actually emailed the owner of the website, no response. So we just kind of sat there, and over the course of a couple months, there's more and more people were like, you know, we need to reach out to this guy so that James here, that's me, Stone, let you know my real name. It's okay.
Track you down in Toronto.
Oh man, there's lots of Jameses here, so it's okay. So basically to let me make the tweaks that we needed to do, because there's some stuff about pet battles, we're being shown up wrong, like that stuff. And when it became apparent that nothing was going to happen, I was like, okay, I'm going to make my own site. And I made that when I purchased the WowChallenges.com site. That was around end of September of 2014. And I began coding the Iron Man rules. And the whole goal of it was to be not just Iron Man, but to also be anything World of Warcraft that we could actually track. And primarily we aimed at the Iron Man because really the Iron Man is the Iron Man. I mean, we're not changing that. We're not going to do anything bad with it, right? Like, we want, you know, to make sure it doesn't die, because the old site, with it not being changed, people would start to not use it as much. And so, basically I took it upon myself. I saw that there's a void and I said, you know what? I can help. So I'm going to do it. I don't need anybody to say, do it. I'm just going to do it. So I did it. And in around, February of 2015, this year, the WowIronMan.com website lapsed, and all of a sudden you went from seeing the list and all that to an auction site. And it's like, oh man. And everyone was like, okay, well now we're dead. Right. So now it's like, okay, well, I knew that if I was going to have any success with our current site, that I needed to buy that site. I needed to win the auction for it. And the auction came up in March. And I did win it. It did cost me a pretty penny because there were some other people doing bids on it. And I don't know if it was – I don't know who – they were, and I don't know if it was because they're looking for Iron Man because of the Marvel character, or if it was somebody that really wanted the WowIronMan.com website back, right? Nobody reached out to me. I don't know who it was. So, or the other thing I had a thought was, is that the owners of the auction site may have gotten friends to upbid the domain name so that I would increase my bid so they make more money, you know?
Yeah.
There's always that cynical thing on my side because the way I think is that, sure, we have our rules, and there's a fair number of our rules that require people to be honest, and for the most part, I'd say 99% of our players are going to respect those rules, but you will always find somebody that will want to break the rules and not tell you. So that's the way my mind thinks. I'm always looking for the little nitpicky stuff. And that's when I began to think, well, maybe the website just wants to make more cash and made me, you know, kind of pay more without increasing the price. Right. And so once I secured the domain name, I just had anything from wowironman.com point to our website at wowchallenges.com. And because there's a lot of websites that pointed to the actual rules and directly to there, so it was a lot easier to go that route than to advertise and do all that. That's for sure. That was a bigger point in our life, I guess, is getting that website name. And then I guess since April, we moved on from there.
And what I noticed as I was signing up, that there are not only the Iron Man, but there's also the Bloodthirsty and also the Pacifist options that one can take.
Yeah. So basically that came from, because I wanted the website not just to be Iron Man. I mean, that is going to be our main thing, but I wanted to offer a little bit more. We already had players doing the Pacifist prior to our website up, and we had, and basically I went about putting those rules down and coding those rules. And when we got our website, I was like, okay, well, so am I going to go live with only two of these things? So I was like, no, I think what we'll do is that we'll create the opposite of the Pacifist, and it'll create the Bloodthirsty, right? So now you're not going to level just by picking daisies and mining nodes. You're going to kill, and more killing without doing a lot of quests. So you are allowed to do some quests, just not a ton. And the Bloodthirsty actually was originally called the Grinder because you know, you're gonna grind your way up. And it wasn't until we had Markkonen from Torn Think Tank talk about our site that he actually came up with the Ravenous Bloodthirsty, and we're like, oh yeah, that's a way better name for it than Grinder. So we changed it pretty quickly.
Well, I think, yeah, it's great options, because it's like on the Pacifist, you have to go from zero, get your professions, and is there a cap on questing or kills?
Pacifist, you can do any quests you can, as long as it doesn't involve you doing any killing.
Oh, yeah. Go gather.
So basically, you can't kill even a single thing, nothing. And so there will be some quests. For instance, like if you go to the Dark Moon Fair, you know the Whack-A-Knoll?
Yeah.
Thing. Okay, so if you take that quest and you go do that, you know, technically those count as kills because you're actually destroying the knoll and the barrel and stuff. And apparently there's been a few people doing it that were like, what the heck? You know, I didn't kill anything. It's like, yeah, but You also have to think, what would Blizzard consider to be a kill? So just stay away from anything where you're going to explode stuff or defeat them and all that kind of stuff. Don't.
Oh, speaking of Dark Moon Fair, I would think the carousel is out.
Yes. Yeah. You're okay. Not allowed to do that. Yep.
I'll tell you, I've been doing this for the last just 2 or 3 weeks, and anytime I have a potion in my hand, I'm getting ready to sell it or get rid of it. It's like, How do I get rid of this? Don't click the wrong side. Yeah. Don't click the wrong side. And it's tension, because I don't want to break the rules, because you have done such a good job, sir, on your website, that I know that you're going to catch any error that I make, and I'll be doomed to starting at level one again. It's really an awesome, impressive site that you've got.
Well, I would like to say one thing here is that, yeah, I did the work on this site and all that stuff, but, you know, there was a time where we never had this site, where the old site was dead, and there were lots of bugs. There are a handful of people that kept things there, so kept it going, right? That without them, we would not even be here for sure. So, I mean, a lot of the credit goes to these guys for keeping it up and running, I guess, through goodness, through, I guess, 2014 for sure. And without them, like, we'd be nowhere for sure.
Good point.
Yes. So, I'd be a very vocal person and out there and trying to get on podcasts and stuff, because I feel very strongly about the site and feel very strongly about the Iron Man itself. I don't want this thing to die. I don't want this thing to just, you know, go quietly into the night. So I may be more vocal, but really there's been a lot of people that have kept at it and kept playing it to keep that base there. So I would consider them to be on par with, you know, when you hear World of Warcraft subs are down to like, 5.6 million. Well, you know, it's possible that subs could go down to even like 3 mil or even 2 mil. Our guys will be the ones that will be there still playing. Okay. Cause we're the ones that are going to keep going until we can make it. They are hardcore players, like hardcore, like they do not give up.
Well, how did you go from doing the website to doing a show that's going to be debuting within the week? How did you decide to do that? Was that part of your thoughts going back?
So I always knew that prior to this site, I knew that I would like to do a podcast. I just didn't know what it was going to be. And we kind of thought about doing a podcast just for our guild, but I couldn't really find enough people that wanted to be on a podcast. So that didn't really, you know, so that never really flew. It wasn't until, to be honest, the podcast Control Alt WoW talks about the Iron Man and the Bloodthirsty so much that, you know, I've been on there twice, and I thought, you know, there's enough content that we could have our own show. And it wasn't until Midsummer Fire event that there were quite a few questions about what people were allowed to do, because a lot of people were playing it now.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, well, I need to make a blog post. I need to tweet some info out. But then I thought, well, you know, as we got into mid-July, I thought, you know, it would be great to have a monthly show that talked about the website, talked about what will be coming up in World of Warcraft that applies to the Iron Man, applies to anything else that we do. And when I asked Lita, because she is a co-host on Troll Out Wow, when I asked her, it was kind of more of as a joke, because I never in my wildest dreams thought Lita would say yes. And she said, yeah, well, because I put her up way above me, because I'm just a noob. I mean, I'm new here. OK, you guys have all been around here for years, and I'm here doing my little website saying, notice us, please, like we don't suck. I think Lita actually said, yeah. And I was like, okay, are you joking? And, you know, and so
you want to go to the prom with me?
What? Well, that's almost what it felt like. It's like, wow, this is, oh my goodness. I couldn't believe it. I was like, wow. Okay. So after that, it was, we knew that we definitely did not have enough content to do a weekly show, because we just don't. And we've been planning out. We actually have like a year's worth of shows planned out. So once a month, we've kind of figured out what we want to do. And yeah, we will change. We will change if we need to. So nothing is set in stone.
I get it.
Yeah, we thought doing the podcast would be good to highlight what we're gonna do, what's gonna come up, World of Warcraft, and how it relates to us. For instance, with the new expansion coming out, there's some stuff to talk about, but not a lot. So class halls, does that really apply to us? Probably not, but we'll talk a little bit about it just to make sure that people know it's okay. The new weapons, we don't know, right? And we're gonna talk about that, right? So we don't know yet, because we don't know what it's gonna be like. Can I track how many points you put into it? Is it gonna and when you first get that weapon, is it going to be a green or a blue, or is it going to be white? We don't know, right? So we will talk about that kind of stuff too. And and we are also looking at getting Iron Man vets that have been doing this for a long time. We're looking at getting these people on the show as well.
Oh, for sure.
So but it's hard because we've only got one per show, and since we're doing it only once a month, you know, we need to make sure that it's going to be tough to get everybody on quickly.
Like, special edition of WoW Challenges we bring to you today. I'll tell you let me run down my brief experience here. I'm on what is it? What's the realm I'm on? I'm on the same one where
the guild is on.
Yeah.
Worm Rest Accord.
No, the other one. Anyway, I'm on one that Lita has one tune on, and I haven't just enough competitiveness so that every time I pass her level 13, which means I've passed it multiple times and died, I go, ha ha, I've beat Lita. 2 hours later, gee, if I could only reach as high as Lita is with her 11 or something like that. I did get up to being the number two behind with a level 28 until I was ambushed by a herd of horses in the Hillsbrad area. I was just thinking, isn't that cute that they put that herd of wild horses in there? I was just finished killing Yetis, going, I am so cool.
Oh, okay.
And I accidentally aggroed. I'm going, no, this can't happen. Horses?
I think my latest death, I've actually been doing pretty well. I've been switching between all my separate tunes and all that stuff. So my latest death would have been about 3-4 months ago. I was in Northern Barrens, and I was doing pretty good, being very cautious, and I was doing the Centaur quest. Well, there's one quest you got to escort like an eagle,
yeah,
and bring it up the hill, but right. You kind of go near some pools that have paths and stuff like that. I killed a couple of them, and that was all good. And then out of nowhere, I got a pat of like two. It's like, what? And I died. I'm like, this is horse crap. And that was my last death. And
death by horse crap. That's exactly what happened to me, Stone.
Centaurs. So, now I am playing my other tunes. I have not re-rolled a shaman yet. It's not come up. So I will stream when I play, as long as I've got stuff to talk about, because I don't like just streaming and just sitting there and having it dead air, because it's kind of boring. So I will stream only if I have notes. So it might be harder to do now that if I'm doing the podcast, but we'll see. So I usually pick a random class to play, just to keep things fresh and keep myself on my toes, because one of the worst things that you could do in this is to feel relaxed and overconfident, and that will usually lead to you dying.
Yeah. Well, okay, let's move on to BlizzCon. I think you indicated this will be your first one that you've been to, and you're coming with wife. So how did you guys decide to make the leap?
I made the decision, to be honest. Without getting too much into it, I've got some health issues that in my near future, it may prevent me from going on to other BlizzCons. So I knew that there's going to be a new expansion announced. I assumed it was going to be at BlizzCon. I didn't think it was going to be before that. I mean, now that it's been announced, I kind of feel kind of meh. But I'm still going to go because I really want to go and meet everyone now, right? So, I kind of just made that choice. I'm like, you know what? We've got to do it now while I can. So, and hopefully I'll still be able to go next year, the year after, and all that stuff. But we'll see how that works out.
But in true Iron Man fashion, you said, let's go ahead. We can take these centaurs.
Yeah, I think it's going to be rough on me, but actually I have to thank Cuddles from the Game Case show.
Yeah.
Because we originally had a hotel booked at the Hyatt, which meant a little bit of a walk, and for me walking, it runs a risk of me tripping, and if I trip, that's bad news. He actually gave me one of his rooms at the Hilton. That's a much less walk, cause it's like right there.
Yeah.
If I go to the parties and stuff and I get drunk, well, it's not too far to bring me up to my room.
Yeah. the tripperator.
That by itself is going to be huge. Huge. So thank you, dude.
Yeah. Everything pretty much, at least that's been announced so far, is right there between the con before the storm and the well-played party are right there.
Well, yeah, I know that well-played party is going to be right there because I am a backer of that, like a big backer.
Oh, boy.
I don't know if you've seen – well, I think the numbers are going to come out soon and you'll see. It's too much. My wife doesn't know, so don't tell her.
Hey, the likelihood of listening to us talking now is pretty low anyway, so.
Yeah, she's actually out buying food, so it's all good. So I hadn't ever actually seen where the con before this dorm was going to be held. It doesn't actually say on their website.
It's on site.
Oh, is it? Is it in BlizzCon or is it at the Hilton?
At the Hilton Thursday night. Oh,
fantastic. Great.
Yeah. You're going to be happy with that. They're both going to be incredible opportunities of a different sort, because the con before the storm is going to be a little bit more structured with panels and activities, and this is the third year, and it's just laying out better and better every year. And then the well-played party is going to be more like your typical party with MC. They had dance contests.
Oh, my goodness. You know,
up on stage, do your best little Nomi dance. And there are videos out there. Plus, they're going to stream it this year.
So, yes, they are. Yep.
So if you want to go up and do your Nomi dance, you can be a winner.
I would have to have had a lot to drink.
We'll see what we can do about that.
Well, actually, for me, it won't take that much, because I'm a very cheap date, so it doesn't take much.
Okay, we'll keep your capacity low, and Cuddles and I will take care of the rest. So, what are the things that you and your wife looking forward to? And you know, does your wife have different agenda than you as far as what she might enjoy?
Honestly, my wife being there is to make sure I'm okay. So this really is primarily for me to go, because I've never gone and I really want to go. I briefly toyed with the thought of going on my own before BlizzCon tickets came out. And then, you know, we just thought, well, maybe that's not such a good idea the first time. And if we see what's going to go on the next time, so if we see what happens now, maybe for next year, if I feel good enough that I can go on my own, and then it won't cost so much. Because buying the second ticket and then buying the second flight. Actually, we haven't bought our flights yet. I'm still waiting. That's the last thing I need to do. But getting the room and all that kind of stuff it's been quite a bit.
Now you have children. How old are they?
My oldest is 7 and my youngest is 5. So I have 2 boys. They are going to be at my aunt's.
Okay.
They're not quite old enough yet to go there. I would say maybe about 10, 11, 12, around in there, depends on how they are. They can be very hyper, and there's some stuff there that I don't know at their current age. I don't know if it would scare them or not. So we were going to kind of hold off on that until maybe they're a little bit older.
I think that makes sense. I think you're right on with that.
Well, we're going to take them to Fan Expo. And we took them 2 years. I took my oldest 2 years ago, and there is like a horror one. And there's like a girl that looks like the girl from The Ring. And she kind of walked out of this kind of door, and my son was like, and the girl's like, "Do you want to come inside?" And I'm like, "Do you not see him freaking out and crying?" I'm like, "Okay." So I can't really fault her. It's more my fault, right? So, you know, I think when we go to Fan Expo, we're going to be more because it's coming out in about 2 weeks here. And I think we're going to be a little bit more cautious about where we take them exactly. You know, like we're going to be looking around a little bit more because that thing we just kind of walked up to and we're like, "Hey, what's this?" And oh, yeah. And they freaked out. So that wasn't too good.
Well, OK, here's my key question, though. Who would you like to see for the musical performance, the closing show?
Has there been anybody announced yet? I don't think so, right?
No. You know.
Has there been rumors?
I'll start rumors. You can start a rumor. What's your...
Okay, so I would love to see Metric. And I am usually a rock guy, okay? But I love these guys. She sings so well. And so I kind of put them between – it's not punk, but it's not pop, okay? It's not pop. And I know people have come to me and said, oh, they're pop. No, they're not pop. It's – they are just a little bit off. And they make music that it's different. And I think that's kind of what draws me to them too. They are from Toronto, I believe.
As that would happen.
As it happens, yeah. And I've never seen them, and it's driven me nuts. So now, I would love to see them, or I guess, you know, Black Sabbath, but they're not together as like a group.
Yeah. Well, do you spell metric like type of measurement?
Yep.
Okay, I'll go listen. Okay, well, you know, again, to advance my agenda, my desire is for Weird Al to perform.
Oh.
He would go cross genre, and he's very entertaining. I saw him once at a local church fair, basically. So I don't know how much they paid him to come to the local church fair, but he was there. But we were just aghast, agog that he was there.
He would be good. Oh, well, for sure.
Okay, to wrap up, how do people follow, get in touch with you, and what can we expect as far as the debut show of Wow Challenges?
Okay, so you can reach me at Wow Challenges on Twitter, or by email, stone@wowchallenges.com. The website is wowchallenges.com. And for our first show, it is 6 days away, Saturday, August the 29th at 7 p.m. Eastern. That's Eastern time, Hawkeye.
In America.
In America. And we will be we've got a jam-packed show. We may actually – like we're actually cutting stuff because I think we have too much and we want to keep to within an hour.
And then you're also going to be – you'll be live streaming that and then putting it up on
– Yeah, it will be live streamed. I'm sorry. It will be live streamed at connectcast.tv/stone. So it will be live. We probably will start airing at about 6:45 p.m. Eastern, for like a little bit of a pre-show where we get things set up and going, and the show will go live at 7 o'clock unless something bad happens.
I can relate. Which,
hey, you never know, right? So, and we expect it to go an hour. It might go a little bit more, I think, for the first show. And we have a special guest on, and I don't know if we wanted to say who it was, so maybe I'll just leave it at that. It will be a person that has done Iron Man characters quite a bit.
Okay. But this,
and she's on another podcast as well, and it's not Lita, and it's a girl. So
that's
there you go.
That's the hinting. Then you can start. You can bring that up further as you start to get the show going. For the last push to say ta-da.
Yeah, and we actually are looking for users to submit either questions, tips or tricks, areas of where not to go, or even. or
I need that list.
Even audio clips too, as long as they're under 5 minutes long, then we will air them. Of course, not offensive or non-offensive words and that kind of stuff. But besides that, I think we're looking for submissions.
And the filing cabinet's been closed in the background.
Yeah, you know, that's my wife.
That's your wife as well as mine probably saying, honey, it's time to get on with our day. And that indeed,
serenity now.
Serenity that indeed now. Is true, and that's a perfect close to the fact that we're all civilians. So that's
just true.
Well, thanks a lot for joining, and damn you for your site, because I'm really into it. I have once again passed Lita on a tune that I don't think she plays, but you know, it warms my heart each and every time I pass her level 13.
Now I'm gonna have to find it.
Okay, well, thanks a lot, and I will see you at BlizzCon. I look forward to following your show too.
Thank you for having me on. It really means a lot. And to be honest, everyone has helped me so much. Anybody that hears this, if you need any help, let me know. I will be glad to help out too.
All right. Good day. See you another 3 months or so.
Okay. See you later.